Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. It is Wednesday, 11 p.m. here on the East Coast, and we're halfway through the work week. And hopefully, like I said, you guys are going through the week just as well as we are here and have some good plans for the weekend. We're almost officially at fall, and I am very happy, as always, to welcome back to the show Mr. Wilho. Sorry. Wilho, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And so, Willow, it's 8 o'clock by you, and you're over in Washington, right? The state of Washington?
Yes, right. Just 20 miles from the Pacific Ocean.
Very nice. Now, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, Willow, because we've had you on the show for a number of times now. Are you a beach lover? Do you love living near the water?
Well, I enjoy it, but I don't get there very often.
Sure. Well, I want to, you know, since this is part three now of the extended edition that we've been doing with you, I just want you to kind of refresh everybody just a little bit about, you know, what it is that you do and why you love doing it so much.
Well, I was a school teacher for 34 years, retired when I turned 60, and I started playing this Finnish harp called the kantele. It's the Finnish national instrument. I started playing it when I turned 50, and I've been at it now for 34 years. My dad played every night, seemed like after work he would play, but I played other instruments, and I hardly touched the kantele until 14 years after he died, and I wish I would have started as a kid. I've had so much fun with it, both performing and writing music for it. I write a lot of music. That's my daytime hobby here at home.
And that's how you've been filling your time with retirement, right?
Pardon?
That's how you've been filling your time with the extra time
you
have through retirement.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
it
great.
I tell my wife it keeps me out of trouble.
Very good. I'm sure she appreciates that.
Sure.
And so, Wilho, now, with what you've been you know, able to do so far, I mean, how long would you say now you've been actually playing the kantele for?
Well, I started, I've been playing it for 34 years now.
Wow.
When I turned 50, that's when I started. And,
that's
just
tremendous.
Been, it's taken me all over the country to perform, and as well as our kantele group went to Finland even to perform a few years ago.
That's amazing. And now, when's the, I mean, because you've seen a lot of different things now. You've been able to tour and do little things like that, right?
To what?
To travel the world and play music.
Yes, we have played, been to Florida twice, up to Maine, New York, in the D.C. area, and Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, down Oregon, and down to California. So it's taken us all over the country.
That's amazing.
Just been
and do you
unreal.
Get to take your wife on the trips?
Always.
Very nice. See,
yeah.
Happy wife, happy life. Very good.
Yeah, we've been married 59 years.
Wow, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Definitely. Absolutely. What would you say would be your favorite spot to play when you've gone on these travels? What was your favorite trip that you took?
Well, they've all been just wonderful. I really can't pinpoint any one place. I enjoy playing in a group where there's even where there's Finnish people, because they recognize mm-hmm. this instrument, and it's just been a treat for me to be able to entertain other people.
Very cool. That's great. Now, when you're actually writing the material now, what's the type of environment that you look for? I mean, what kind of motivates you and inspires you to write songs on the cantilla?
Well, I'll just be playing a little bit with my right hand coming up. I come up with, say, one line of music in my mind. Then, once I get that going, I have to add to it, and pretty soon I have a full page of music. And once in a while, I have to go look back at my old writings to see if I'm repeating something I've done before it has happened.
Right.
But it's just once I get the first four lines or four measures of music down, that sort of kicks the bucket right there.
Very cool. And is it, for you, do you think that when you sit there, do you ever feel the mood isn't right at this time, or, hey, you know what, do you ever have something in mind at all times when you're playing or when you're getting ready to play?
Well, once in a while, I'll do most of my music is in G major, but
okay.
Once in a while, I'll come up with a minor tune, and to me, that's like a sad tune to be played
right.
in a minor key.
And so we've been playing tracks from the two albums that you've released so far,
uh-huh.
one of which is from Willie's Attic, and truthfully, I mean, I love every song that I've heard on both of these albums is just so soothing and cool and interesting. I mean, there's a lot of different things that kind of go into it, and it definitely takes the listener, I'd say, through a good spectrum of emotion, which is, I think, a very big step for anybody writing music, yes?
Yeah, and most of my music, I just have a number, the book number, and then which for each year I start with a new list of numbers. For like right now, I'm working on book number LIV, book number 54, LIV, and I think today I was working on number 111, and that is tunes from July 1st on. The first part of the year I did, well, I don't know, 250 pieces already then. But most of my music doesn't have a title except the CDs, like the one of my own tunes called Vilhon Vintilta. That in Finnish, that means from Willie's Attic. That's my
uh-huh.
head. And they all have titles. And my last piece in that is my great-great-grandmother's piece from Finland, who is well-known, Greta Haapasalo, Mun Kantelani. That is the song that she is known for by most everyone in Finland and even in Finnish people in this country. I'll be playing it sometime tonight also.
Very cool. Well, if you'd like, we'd love to start hearing some of the performance aspects of the show, if you're ready for it.
Okay. I will do some of my own tunes to start with.
Okay,
great.
Yeah, just let us know the name of the song and where we can hear it.
The first tune I will be playing is Livakat Live. That was kind of the name of one of our kantele groups, Livakat, and Livakat Live. I'll go start with that, and we'll go to some of my other own tunes. Okay, I'll lay the phone down. And the next song will be Lynn und Lando. I have a cousin whose name is Birdie, so in English this title is Birdie's Flight.
All right.
Flight of the Bird, Lynn und Lando.
For everyone that's just joining us, you're listening to Will Hosar on CMC Radio. Very nice. Thank you, Wilho. Now, let me ask you this, Wilho. As you write these songs, do you play them for, say, your wife or for anybody, you know, just to get feedback?
Oh, a lot of these I play for my wife, yes. And yes, that's right.
And on a whole, I mean, does she play any instruments too or no?
Well, she has played the small. In our groups, we have some that play the 5 and 10 stringers.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe half the players play these large cantilas. Well, she used to play one of the small cantilas. And in our group, but most of the time I'm playing by myself. My sister and my daughter are both good players, so sometimes at some places the three of us will play together.
That's great. That's really something. Yeah, and that's got to be kind of really cool, because this is now, I mean, how many generations of people in your family have been playing this?
Yeah, well, from Greta Hoppasalo, I'm a fifth generation player.
Wow.
So my daughter would be a sixth generation.
That's incredible. And hopefully, you know, maybe even your grandchildren too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? Time will tell.
Now, do you have family that live all close to you or near you at least?
Our daughter and son-in-law live here in the same town where we are, and they are both teachers in the school, local school. And we have a son who lives in Chehalis. That's about almost 100 miles from here, and he's a school teacher there. And so both our daughter and our son are both teachers.
Very cool. And so, what do you have going on now before we get back into playing some of the songs from your albums and maybe perhaps a couple more live songs? What do you have going on and planned for the next month or so, or a couple months? Anything, any traveling or anything like that?
I have nothing scheduled for traveling, but I'm doing. Playing on the radio by way of the phone. In fact, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, I did one half-hour program for a fellow from in the New York area.
Very
and,
nice.
And he wants me to do it again for the next 2 or 3 weeks from now. 5 or 6 times altogether. So I've been doing, with Greg May here, I've done a number of radio broadcasts, but I haven't been playing elsewhere in recent times. We had our Nacelle Festival last weekend in July, and we, 3 of us, played there.
Very cool. That's great. And so then, just to kind of talk about the albums real quick. So, Songs of Praise is one of the CDs that you have, and then obviously
yes.
from Willie's Attic, which
right. And this one, Songs of Praise, it's both Finnish and English church songs. A lot of them are very familiar, like Amazing Grace and
mm-hmm.
Sitting at the Feet of Jesus and He Giveth More Grace. The Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Just very familiar
tunes. And now,
which
one came out first? Which was the first album that you released?
The one of my own tunes.
Okay.
The Vilhon Vintilta. The songs I've written myself. And this Cantilas Songs of Praise was done about maybe 5 years ago. And I'm hoping to get a Christmas CD made sometime. I don't know just when, but that's my hope. You know,
that would be very cool. We would love to have to hear that. I mean, I'm sure that you could make a Christmas song sound very nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any Christmas songs that you play live that you could play live for us now?
Well, I could, but I my mind's a little short and trying to think of a tune. Which one?
Well, we could certainly play something from possibly one of the albums quick while you think about it, if that's okay.
Okay. I'll do Koivu Kannel Birchwood Harp. This is one of my own tunes, and you might hear a little thumping. I'm with my left hand. I'm part of the time I'm thumping on the kantele, on the sideboard.
All right.
So, Koivu Kannel Birchwood Harp. Christine Falls, Mount Rainier. And the next one is Kesän Kullerot, Summer Flowers.
Very nice. Very nice, Wilho. Thank you so much. Now, with about 5 minutes left in the show, Wilho, you know, I want to leave time, you know, for you. Certainly, why don't you tell everybody exactly where or how they can get the albums that are available now? This way they know before we get into playing some more songs.
Okay, I can give you my name is Wilho Sari, Wilho Sari, Saari. The word Sari is in Finnish, it means island. And my post office box is 111 Nacelle, Nacelle, Washington, 98638. My phone number is 360-484-3825. And if you want to email me, small letters, Kantele, Kantele, at wwest.net. So we can, if you're interested in them, you can connect with me in any of those routes.
Absolutely. And please, guys, if you're listening there, and you enjoy the music as much as we certainly have, and I know there's a lot of people out there with the certain emails that we've gotten, Wilho, that have been you know, certainly showing their appreciation for the shows that we've had with you and the music itself. So it's been amazing to have you on the show. Would you like to play something else for us while we have about 3 minutes left here?
Okay, let me see. I played earlier today on another program, Me and My Roadie. My Roadie is my wife. So the name of this song is Me and My Roadie.
Wilho. And we have time for one more if you would like to play something to lead us out for tonight's show. Again, I want to thank you, Wilho, for coming on, and hopefully, like I said, we can get you back on the show, you know, in the next couple months, you know, to make sure that things are going well for you. I would love to, I always enjoy having you on, and again, the listeners truly appreciate your time. So one last time, this is Wilho Sari from everyone here at Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you all soon. Wilho, take us away for one more song.
Okay, I'm going to do Greta Haapasalo's well-known song, and my wife just walked in, so we're going to sing it one verse.
Perfect.
Eventually.
Perfect.
Mun kanteleni, my harp, is what the title of the song is.
And thank you again, Wilho. And it was a pleasure to actually hear your wife today on the phone for this show. It was very nice to have her on as well for that. That was a beautiful piece there. Thank you again, Wilho. We always appreciate
having you
on. We wish you the best of luck, and we hope to hear from you soon, all right?
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Well, from everyone again here at CMC Radio, thanks again for listening, and please check out Wilho Sari and all of his beautiful music. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
Yeah. Bye-bye.